Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Craig Albernaz, the new manager for your Baltimore Orioles. He was a guy that was coveted by other teams, namely the Chicago White Sox, the Miami Marlins. He said, I'm waiting for the right opportunity. And he sees the Baltimore Orioles, Jeremy, as the right opportunity.
I mean, how could you not? Like, I know what people here are saying. You got new ownership. You've got what?
Got no, me.
You got Rob to come up to you and talk to you game day. If you're pitching, if you're trying to turn in the scorecard, he's asking you questions. You know, it just doesn't matter. He's back there annoying everyone. The point is, with this guy, I think you made some valid points with the fact that he did turn down two jobs, and I think some of it may have had to do that he's working with his best friend in Cleveland, yeah. And he knows he's locked in there. On top of it, finding the right spot. And I think you're right. Saying that this guy, it's your first time to get a managerial job, and you're going to go, nah, I don't want that one.
Yeah.
I think it takes some balls and
some confidence.
It's only one of
30. It's only one of 30.
Yeah.
And he said no, and I don't blame him. Managers get hired to get fired, am I right?
Yep.
Well, who gets fired quicker than the Chicago White Sox and the Miami Marlins?
Yeah.
Who gets fired before those guys? Let me at least go to the – at least they let Brandon Hyde lose for a couple of years and then win. And they let him see it through. You know, maybe he just trusts not only the talent, Ed, but maybe he also has trust in the front office.
Well, I think that's a big, big part of it because it's pretty much the same in every sport. There are certain teams you would just not want to be a part of if you have choices. If you don't have a choice and somebody offers you a job, like, you know, and I think the Marlins may be worse than the White Sox, frankly. And they've always been like that, even when they were good. They win a World Series and torch the place and do it again. And I've never understood that baseball team.
They're the only team.
Bad business model.
Yeah, it was just bad. Like, and I think that has a lot to do with it, where he'd look at an organization. He's a baseball guy. He knows who's good and who isn't. He's in the business.
I think
it's a real testament to this office.
And by the way, I think the Marlins are the only team that's won a World Series that wasn't in the top half of spending in the league.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Now,
but, I mean, and since we started looking at this stuff in the past 30 years.
Now, you said he's a baseball guy. And that means, you know, people kind of respect you. For me, a true testament, not the only one, but a true testament of what a coach means, a bench coach, is what the fans think of him. You guys agree?
Yep.
Here's what some Guardian fans think about him.
All right, this is from the Cleveland Guardian subreddit. Huge loss. This is ass. Frowny face. It says a lot about how great this organization is. It sucks, but losing talent this way is the hallmark of a healthy program. Dan, this is like a Kevin Cash to Tampa move. Good baseball guy, and I wish him luck, except when he plays against us. I thought this was a good one. He was constantly in Steven Vogt's ear. I'll be curious to see how he does without him. I really think he was the brains behind the in-game adjustments.
This feels like that when we talk about Rick Carlisle, Larry Bird.
Yep.
And I'm not Stephen Vogt's great manager, like you know, he's hilarious too. And I think being a player's manager and getting respect from the guys because of his, you know, the position he played and what he's done in this league for years. He's already won manager of the year, right, Stephen Vogt?
Yes.
This is another one of those, like, for all the people that are downplaying this and saying, I don't know who this guy is. This sucks. Well, we fire a first year, you know, or first time manager to hire a first time manager. I love it. Like, find your guy.
Yeah.
Mike Elias is putting his chips in the middle with this cat. The only thing I don't like about him is that Boston accent. But we'll get used to that after a while.
Here's the deal. Mike Elias hired his manager to get him through the rebuild. He got him through the rebuild.
Mm-hmm.
Now they're hiring their manager to get him to the next level. Yeah. That's what they're doing. Brandon Hyde was successful in doing what he was hired to do. Let's not act like Brandon Hyde was not a success. He was a tremendous success. But maybe they thought he got him as far as he could get him. Now, and this is the guy that comes in and takes you to the next level.
Oh, you mean like Buck Showalter?
I like that guy.
Seriously. What did Buck do? He managed teams until they didn't get to where they were. And then they bring somebody else in and they win a World Series.
Yeah,
and he did it again and again.
Well, again, getting a guy in here that's a baseball lifer, what do we talk about? Former catchers. And it doesn't have to be some big name catcher that you know. Even Stephen Vogt wasn't a. He had a couple of nice years with the A's.
But the thing
I remember about him most was going on MLB Network and doing his stupid referee thing. Mm-hmm. And he'd show up in the background of somebody's interviews doing goofy things, voices and whatnot. Mm-hmm. But again, having a guy like this, and you're hearing what Guardians fans are saying about losing their bench coach.
Right.
I think it's a good hire. I mean, only time's going to tell. Obviously, performance is going to matter, and they got a lot of work to do in the offseason. Got to rebuild a bullpen, which I think is probably the easier thing to do of what everything else.
You think it's easy to do? Easier. Not easy, but easier.
Yeah, there's
because I made a comment like that to someone that's off air. He thought it was the most ridiculous thing he ever heard.
No.
Like, it's easier to build it because you build a bullpen with pieces.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't put a piece at first base. Rob, you don't put a piece in the outfield. Mm-hmm. You put a piece in the bullpen.
If you're looking for a premier starting pitcher, you got five slots for a starting pitcher, right? You go into the offseason, you're looking. What if there's only two guys that you look at as being...
Then you're fighting everybody for them.
Now you got all these bullpen pieces. You're going to have 80 names out there to choose from. You got some of your own guys. Are any of these minor leaguers, is a Chase McDermott going to come up and slide in there? Are you using Tyler Wells as a bullpen piece? You know, there's a lot of things they got to figure out, and you got to find a closer. So they're going to have to spend on that. I just feel like that's when I'm saying it's easier than going, okay, we got to find a middle of the order hitter. How do
exactly.
we get it? Do we give Kyle Tucker 400 plus million or do we trade, one of our pieces and go get some bat for the middle of the lineup? Or do we sign a Eugenio Suarez or Josh Naylor to come in and be your veteran bat?
Ed, you talked a little bit earlier about your trip to Key West. Rich, who's in Key West, wants to weigh in. What's up, Rich?
Hey guys, good morning. And thanks for taking my phone call.
Thank you for waiting.
Ed, I totally agree with you. My wife and I have lived in Key West for 15 years, but I just wanted to call and say, just for the sake of being fair, there is another side to Key West.
I know.
I
visited that side. That was a good side.
Yeah, I was going to say, we got great weather. It's great restaurants, great music. And the Fantasy Fest thing, most people who live here, we get the hell out of Key West the week of Fantasy Fest.
Most people, but you stayed, right, Rich?
Yeah, we had no choice this time. But I just wanted to call and say, look, I love your show. I listen to it every morning. There's a good Baltimore contingent down here in Key West of Ravens fans and Orioles fans.
Ah.
But just so your listeners know, there's another good side.
No,
to Key West
is great. I've been there a bunch of times. I've never been a Fantasy fan. It was just funny, though.
I've been there once for a bachelor party, and one of my favorite things about it was renting that gigantic golf cart that seats about 40 people and just driving it around town. It's like a stretch golf cart.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.